United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Audrey Totter. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. Regular saving is the sure way to financial security. Save automatically in United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan, a free service of your bank. Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra raise the curtain on our show with a special arrangement of Who? Thank you, Harry. And now it's my pleasure to introduce our charming guest, the talented young motion picture star, Miss Audrey Totter, in a specially written sketch entitled The House of a Thousand Faces. From Hollywood, here's our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Ida Parker was a fine little actress. So she came to Hollywood and ran into a thousand other fine little actresses. When Ida's savings were about exhausted, she asked herself,
"Shall I look for a job as a car hop?"
And a voice deep inside her answered,
"Certainly not. You're an actress."
That was the day she saw the advertisement. Actress wanted. Young, pleasant voice, good enunciation.
"My name is Ida Parker. You advertised for an actress?"
"Oh, yes. I'm Fred Bailey. I'm looking for a certain voice quality. Will you read this line, please?"
"At the tone, the time will be 4:19:30.
"A little slower, please. More precise."
"At the tone, the time will be 4:19:30.
"Much better. I'll buy that. I like your voice. You want to try it?"
"Oh, yes, I'd like to. What sort of a part is it?"
"It isn't exactly a part. You'll work for the telephone company as a time information girl."
But you advertised for an actress?"
"Yes, because we want a trained voice and good enunciation. And to get those qualities, we usually hire an actress."
"Mr. Bailey, I am an actress. And because I am an actress, I refuse to waste my talents watching a clock and mouthing into a microphone. At the tone, the time will be 4:19:30. Goodbye."
"Ida, you have just $6 left. Your return ticket expires tomorrow. Do you want to go back home and admit you're a failure?"
"Mr. Bailey, I've changed my mind. When do I start?"
"At the tone, the time will be
7:22:10. At the tone, the time will be 7:22:20.
Okay, Herb, we'll start the picture Monday, but I'm not happy over that Winslow dame.
Well, maybe she can get by on her looks, T.G.
Yeah, she's okay for looks, but she can't talk. Slurs her words, drops her G's. Boy, does she louse up a soundtrack.
Yeah, I know. But who else can we get?
You worry about it. I've got to see those rushes at 10 o'clock. Hey, what time is it?
Well, I haven't got my watch, T.G.
Never mind. I'll get it on the phone.
Wanda Wiley is in Europe. Alice Blue is in the hospital. Tanya Carter wants too much dough. Daisy C. is working
out. Hold it, will you? Holy smoke, if Winslow could only talk like that. There, my boy, is a voice.
Where?
Listen.
The time will be 9:26:40.
Say, she's all right.
Yeah.
But, T.G., who is she? Is she pretty? Can she act?
Herb, you find out instantly, immediately, at once.
You mean right now?
Mr. Bailey.
Miss Parker, what's the matter?
I can't stand it any longer. And sitting there hour after hour watching that clock, counting the seconds. I never want to see another clock as long as I live.
I'm sorry it makes you nervous.
Oh, it's not your fault. Some of the girls don't mind it at all, but I'm an actress. I'm not a clock watcher. No more clocks for me, ever. Goodbye.
Hey, look out.
Sorry.
Sorry, I did. Yes. Yes, indeed. Look, honey, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for Ida Parker.
I'm Ida Parker.
You're a cute dish like you? Are you sure? Let's hear you say, at the tone, the time will be 9:26.
Don't you make fun of me. I never want to say that again. I'm through with clock.
All right, you are. You ever hear of T.G. Cranston?
The motion picture producer? Oh, why, of course.
Well, he heard your voice on the phone. He wants to see you. You ever do any acting?
Acting?
Mm-hmm.
Why, certainly. That's my profession.
Well, good. I took a chance on that, and I ordered a studio set up at 3 p.m. Sister, you're going to get a screen test.
A part in a picture?
A part. Just the second lead in The House of 1,000 Faces.
Oh, how wonderful. The House of 1,000 Faces.
Uh-huh. The 1,000 faces are clock faces. In the picture, you run a clock store.
Oh, no. I can never bear to look at another clock. Oh, thank you very much, but the answer is no.
Hey, wait. Miss Parker, hey!
Ida, you're walking away from the second lead in a big picture. You're walking away from your chance to be a great actress. And you're walking away from the most handsome man you ever met.
Well, now, that's better. What do you say?
At the tone, the time will be 2:16. We better hurry if we want to make that screen test at 3.
And now here again is our star, Audrey Totter, in a curtain speech.
Friends, I've enjoyed being with you on this guest star program for savings bonds. And especially so because savings bonds are a favorite subject of mine. I buy them regularly because they're such a safe investment and because they pay such a wonderful rate of interest. $4 back for every 3 invested at the end of 10 short years. And you know, savings bonds offer an ideal way of saving for future needs. For a college education for the children, for a home of your own, or for retirement. Best of all, there are 2 simple automatic plans for the purchase of savings bonds. The payroll savings plan, where you work, or, if you are self-employed, the bond a month plan, a free service of your bank. So, take my suggestion and build a secure future for yourself and your loved ones with savings bonds. There's no finer investment in the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Audrey Totter. Now, here are Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra to conclude the show with a special arrangement of I've Told Every Little Star. Quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station every week as a public service. To our star, the popular motion picture favorite, Audrey Totter, our thanks for a fine performance. Appearing with her in the sketch were Gerald Moore, Peter Leeds, and Norman Field. The play was directed by Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another outstanding star and more music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be with us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and suggesting that you buy savings bonds for a brighter future.